Do steroids injected in your knee harm your knee? I get this question a lot in the office.
Right, like, do they reduce the bone primarily is what we're
Yeah,
talking about?
damage the bone, damage the cartilage.
Yeah, I think it's a common question that I answer every single week. Answered it yesterday.
Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Paul
I'm
Zalzow.
Dr. Brad Weening.
Thank you so much to our viewers for being here. You guys are awesome. We love you. We love your comments. They're funny. They make us think.
Yes, thanks for
And
tolerating my mustache during November. It's
yeah,
dumb, but it's a good cause.
we're gonna have to Photoshop that out once November ends.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a question we get all every day.
Right.
Every single day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Word
And
on
I
injection.
think it's legit. Like, people are like, "Hey, I heard or I read or I talked to a friend," and then usually you say, "Okay, well, what's your fear? What's your concern?" 'Cause people are like, "Well, I don't have cortisone. It does this or this." So I think we need to dispel
Yeah, let's
kinda
talk
let's talk
about it.
about it.
Well, let's see what it is that what's there, what it does. So cortisone, what is cortisone, Major?
So cortisone is first of all, it's a generic term. If you go to the pharmacy, you're not going to be given cortisone
Nope.
typically. You're going to be given something called Defmedrol or Kenalog or Triamcinolone. There's a whole family of them that
Yeah.
are injectable corticosteroids.
And they're steroids. They're corticosteroids. These are not the same steroids that someone will take if they're bodybuilding and they're trying to get big fast, or if they're cheating in their athletics or anything like that.
Sorry, Ben Johnson.
Those are different steroids, or
Yes.
the same family of chemical, but these are corticosteroids, glucocorticoids to be specific.
Right.
So the purpose of the glucocorticoids, when we inject them in your knee, is to reduce inflammation.
Right, and the same role when you take them orally.
Right. Prednisone, that's probably the most common one you've heard of taken orally.
Yep.
That's used very often for various inflammatory conditions. It could be rheumatologic
Yep.
things, it could be respiratory things, or
Yep.
just about any inflammatory condition, your doctor may say, I'm going to put you on a short course of prednisone.
And what I would say is that those have very well-known, well-defined risks to your bone.
They sure do.
Particularly if you're taking, say, prednisone more than 5 milligrams for more than 3 months, and that's why your doctor typically is going to try to get you on them and then get you off of them.
Right. And you don't usually stop them cold turkey. You taper off them because they can trick your adrenal glands where you make your own cortisone in your body. So they have to be tapered off so you don't go into some form of adrenal
Right.
suppression if you're on them for too long, or your body doesn't go into shock by losing the cortisol all of a sudden.
But definitely, those medications can cause osteopenia, osteoporosis, potentially fragility fractures, and even something called avascular
Oh, we see
necrosis.
that. We see that probably every month or every couple of months. We see someone who's been on prednisone for a long time or a period of time, not even a long time,
Not
sometimes a short time,
necessarily, we don't know.
and they get avascular necrosis of their femoral head. So their hip bone dies, it turns into arthritis, and they need a hip replacement. I just did one last week in a young person who
Yeah.
was on prednisone after their kidney transplant.
Oh, geez.
And then they developed bilateral avascular necrosis
Yeah,
and needed
common on
both
both
hips
sides.
replaced, and that person was only 40 years old.
Right.
So that's a thing. Okay. Now, what about when we inject it in the knee? Do those same risks apply?
So I'd say theoretically, yes, but practically, I'd say probably not. So the first thing is when you have an injection into your knee, the volume of that medication that's in your blood that gets absorbed is really in the order of like 1 to 2%.
Right.
So the dose, compared to like an oral dose, is very, very, very small.
It is very small. However, because these are glucocorticoids, they do also have an effect on your glucose metabolism. So if you have diabetes, you may notice that your blood sugars go up
Yep.
temporarily after an injection in your knee. And that's because of that small amount that's absorbed into your bloodstream. However, the other stuff we mentioned that can happen with the oral prednisone, that does not happen with injections in the knee.
Right, and let's talk a little bit about what prednisone actually does, or what do corticosteroids actually do to your bone? Like, why does it reduce the density of your bone? So the first thing is it reduces the cells or your osteoblasts that make bone. So it reduces their activity. That's number one. And then, as you could guess, it also increases the activity of the osteoclasts, which are the cells that turn over our bone or resorb our bone. We've talked about this before. Bone is a living structure that is constantly being turned over. So when that balance is upset, this leads to a net resorption or softening of the bone. Three other things happen. One, you absorb less calcium from your gut. So the systemic effects is reduced calcium absorption and also increased calcium loss from your kidneys. So your kidneys spill more of the calcium out into your urine. So you'll have more net loss. And then the last one is in the complicated hormone pathway of our bodies that is very intricately controlled, When you disrupt it by taking cortisone orally, or cortisol essentially in the form of prednisone, it reduces the amount of estrogen and testosterone in our system. So it would mimic essentially menopause or andropause, which kind of is a thing. As we get older, these hormones go down, these sex hormones go down, and this reduces the amount of bone that we have and the quality of our bone.
You basically described a poison.
It does sound like a poison. And what's neat about it, though, is that it's so effective at controlling these very, very serious diseases, but it definitely has real life consequences.
Right. So why would we inject this into your knee? Well, what happens when we inject it into your knee, it gets taken up, it goes through the cell membrane, because it's like fat soluble, it goes through the cell membrane, it gets binds to receptors, gets translocated into the nucleus of the cell, and then it upregulates anti-inflammatory genes and downregulates inflammatory genes. So the net anti-inflammatory effect happens in the knee when we inject it.
Right.
I want to say a quick thing about injection in the hip.
Okay.
I get asked this all the time, should I get my hip injected? I often would say no. One, because I can't do it in the office. You have to do it with some sort of image guidance.
Right.
Because it's hard to get in the hip joint. However, maybe 6 months ago, I was at a meeting where someone was discussing the research they were doing. It was in Calgary, actually, in Canada. And they found that sometimes when cortisone is injected in the hip, it led to a rapid progression of the arthritis.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if that's actually been published yet or if they're just presenting at the meeting. Often you present your data at a meeting before it's published, around the time it's published. So that is a real thing.
Okay.
You can rapidly progress the arthritis in your hip with an injection in the hip. They're not sure why it happens.
And because it's a very different joint, the ball and socket versus the kind of complex hinge of the knee. And we've had lots of data in the knee that would not say that that's a thing.
Yeah. So it doesn't seem to happen in the knee, but it can happen in the hip.
Interesting.
So we're talking about the knee today.
Yep.
Okay. So we inject in your knee. We've told you all the bad things that can happen when you take corticosteroids orally. We've told you that very little goes from the knee into the systemic circulation. So that's why we don't see the majority of those effects.
Right.
But we do see a very powerful anti-inflammatory effect when we inject it in your knee.
And there's a fairly large amount of data that's looked at the safety and the efficacy of cortisone for knee injection.
Can I get this every day then if it's so super safe? Smarty pants.
So no. So what I would say is that most of the studies have followed with either X-ray or MRI or even DEXA to look at not only the density of the bone, but the quality of the bone. And I'd say there's no reliable evidence that shows that repeated cortisone injections increases the risk of your bone density going down, except for rare circumstances. So A, if you had severe osteoporosis already, this theoretically could kind of tip the scale against you and could increase your risk of having a more severe osteoporosis or potentially a fracture. Or the people that are having more injections than recommended and in multiple different sites. So essentially their dose is increased by having it multiple times, or say in your shoulder and both your knees and your ankle and your wrist, because you have a lot of sore joints.
Sure. Now, in the presence of osteoposis, I have injected cortisone in the knee.
Yes.
And I usually use a low dose, and we don't do it that frequently, but it's a risk-benefit ratio, because if you think someone has inflammation in their knee and they can barely walk and they're at risk of falling, then it's beneficial to inject a bit of cortisone if we can mitigate that risk of falling, because that will likely lead to a fracture if you have osteoporosis.
Right. There was one study that was an MRI study where they injected cortisone versus saline over a period of 2 years on MRI. They looked, the bone density didn't change. There was subtle increased thinning of the cartilage in the cortisone group.
0.1 millimeters they saw over a period of time, which in my mind, when I read that.
It's probably close to error.
Yeah, when I read that, I was like, how accurate is your method of measuring? Is it that accurate?
And I would agree with you. So. Okay,
the other thing about that is often when we inject a knee with cortisone, the cartilage is already thin, damaged, almost completely gone.
Totally agree.
Right, because it's not like we're injecting normal knees with cortisone.
Right, so I'd say that's one group to be careful in, obviously, if you have a totally normal knee or a really, really young
person.
Why
would you inject it, right? Because that's probably not the source of the pain, although unless they have an inflammatory condition that's leading. But then again, you have to think, well, how much damage is the inflammation in my knee doing to my cartilage and my bone? Because inflammation itself does do damage to tissues around it.
Yeah.
Because of all the various mediators that come in when something's inflamed. So in that sense, you might be helping the cartilage.
And that's what would be nice if it was possible to do a randomized controlled trial, but it's just not practical, because you have to follow them for so long. Yes. And you essentially would have one group who was suffering with, say, rheumatoid arthritis not receiving injections versus the group that was, and then controlling for all the other variables. It's too bad. But.
Okay, so give me the bottom line. Is it safe to inject cortisone in the knee?
So my take-home message would be yes. I'd say the guidelines and most orthopedic societies and rheumatological societies would recommend somewhere in the order of 3 to 4 injections per year.
Mm-hmm.
At the most, the lowest dose possible,
mm-hmm.
And being particularly careful or cautious in people that already have severely fragile bones.
Okay, and if you're one of my patients, you know I do it twice a year. I do it once and I say come back in 6 months. That's
yep.
my general. I don't like to do it more often than that. Because of the things we've mentioned, if you get high systemic doses, but probably mostly my reasoning is that eventually it stops working, right?
Yeah.
So I think if you just do it twice a year, once every 6 months, you might get it to last longer on
sure.
the long term.
And that's a little chicken or egg, because some people say, well, if I start getting it, I'm going to have to get it more because it's going to stop working. So what I would say is you're probably going to need it more frequently because your arthritis is going to continue to progress. I don't think the injection is causing that. But
it's such an egg thing to say. I'm the chicken here.
Yes.
I'm the chicken because I'm only doing it twice a year.
And you know what's ironic is that you want to be the chicken and you eat chicken wings.
Oh, well.
Like, actually, you're not really pro chicken.
No, I'm
you're anti chicken. Like, you.
Yeah,
right?
it depends on what.
I think the
what.
Chickens would not be super happy that you're going to pick them as their team.
No,
like,
they would
as
not.
A chicken wing guy.
Put some barbecue sauce on them.
So, yeah, take home messages. Yes, it's safe. As little as possible. And unfortunately, it does not stop or reverse the arthritis that you have. It's all about symptom control. And I'd say most things that we do for knee arthritis up to the end when we replace your knee is all trying to reduce your symptoms and keep you more active so that you can stay healthy and stay fit and be happy.
And as anti-inflammatory as it is, it doesn't always work.
You might have
many, many people say, oh, I had a cortisone injection, did nothing, or worked great for 2 days, or worked great for a week. And the response is so variable from one person to another that we can't predict how you're going to react when we inject the cortisone in terms of efficacy.
Totally agree.
That's just a little aside.
If you like this video, please like it. Subscribe to our channel. Come on board for the whole ride.
We're trying to get to 2 million.
Trying to get to 2 million.
We're at 1.1 now.
1.1. And if you like this video, please like it. And share it with someone that maybe is dealing with this and was wondering about the safety of cortisone, because that's a very real question and we want people to be informed. And it doesn't mean you have to get cortisone, but now you know and you can make a choice for yourself.
And tell us if you've had it, leave a comment, say, had it, didn't work, had it worked, had it hated it, had it loved it, whatever. Just put it in there. Other people will benefit from learning from your experience.
There you go.
Remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.